Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show. Open up the phone lines for you. You could call or text 203-882-9757. It's usually you who gets that piece of information out of Jimmy that we didn't expect.
Yes.
So we're counting on you to do that this week. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Morning. So Steven Tyler on stage at the Aussie Farewell concert sounded great.
Yeah.
Has there been talk about an Aerosmith reunion or final concert since that performance?
No, there hasn't been any talk, which does surprise me because I agree with you. He sounded great.
Yeah.
There were no voice issues whatsoever. And
zero.
By the way, he didn't sing an easy song.
No.
Or two.
When they started Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love, I was like, oh boy, here we go.
Right, it's going to go. It's going to go.
That got my attention, and he
nailed it.
Crushed it.
Yeah, he didn't even like pitch it down. He went for it original and did excellent.
Yeah. And I feel like he was making a statement with that. Like, my voice is back.
Right, check it out.
Which I don't understand because he loves touring. He loves the road. He loves performing. And fingers crossed. But no, I've heard nothing about it yet at all.
Paul McCartney released some North American tour dates for 2025. The closest that they get to Connecticut was like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Buffalo, New York. It makes me feel like they haven't really announced like New York, Boston shows yet. Are there dates coming and are you working on something for Mohegan Sun?
Well, I tried to get a date at Mohegan Sun. We failed. There are no New York dates. There are no Boston dates. There are no Connecticut dates. This is the tour. It has been announced. I am going to go to Buffalo myself to see the show. I'm getting my tickets, so it's definitely not coming to Connecticut because I've already ordered my tickets. So it's disappointing, but I say hopefully next time, but at a certain point, at a certain age, you go, okay, maybe it's over as far as the opportunity. But in 2026, if he's touring, I'll try again.
What do you make of that? Pennsylvania and New York are the closest, Buffalo.
Yeah.
The closest they get to the major. So what do you think that's about?
Well, I know what it's about because I did speak to them. And it's about, this is the Got Back Tour. The Got Back Tour has been going around since 2022. And he has played New York on that tour. He's played Boston on that tour. So therefore, he's not going to go back and play the same tour in the same cities.
Okay.
Right. He's been doing it so long. It feels like, the third tour.
Right.
It's only
one. You're right. You're right. It seems like this is a new tour, but it's been going on for so long. And I imagine the set list that he'll play is probably very similar to what he played in Boston and New York. So going back to Boston and New York would be just repeating the same show again.
Same material,
So I think he's just looking at, I know he's just looking at playing new cities that he had not played on that tour.
And so with that, you pitched Mohegan Sun and they not biting.
They thought it was too close to Boston and a lot of Connecticut people went to Boston. I was one of them. I went to Fenway Park. So I imagine a lot of Connecticut folks went to Boston or New York. And so we were sort of caught in the Boston, New York radius of the McCartney people feeling that a number of people in Connecticut had already seen the tour. So why come to Connecticut?
Yeah.
Go to cities that had not seen the tour.
It's interesting. It speaks to, this isn't a money grab. He's not out there to get money. He doesn't need it. Certainly.
No.
But this is about the audience. These people haven't seen it. These people have seen it. We want to get it to people who haven't seen it.
A fair shake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and his ticket prices are always, for Paul McCartney, who probably is considered the greatest living musical artist of our time, are not unreasonable. They're high for, compared to other shows, but they're not higher than other shows that are of lesser quality. I don't want to say names because knocking other artists that are almost as big as McCartney is not really where it's at.
But he not a good business move. Yeah.
No, I think artists would say, hey, what are you comparing me in a bad way to somebody. I'm not doing that. But he never rips the fans off. And he has a sound check for the fans, which is really nice, which you can get into it every once in a while.
I did that. That was a full concert.
Really?
The sound check was its own concert.
Man.
It was over an hour long.
So you saw two shows.
And he brought up someone from the audience to play bass. And it was funny because he's like, what instrument do you play? And the guy goes, bass. And he goes, well, I play bass. But he gave the guy the bass.
Yeah.
And
it was really cool. Hey, it's cool.
Yeah. Jimmy
Copley. If he gave me a bass, I'd be running off the stage and I'd steal it.
Smart. It's not the cape.
Jeff in Monroe, what's your question for Jimmy Copley?
How you doing?
Hey, good, thanks.
Two quick questions. Nickelback played up in Massachusetts like 2 years ago. Any chance of getting them down to Connecticut? And I know Kenny Chesney always plays stadiums, but he's got to be getting to the point where you can get them in Connecticut, no?
Well, we usually have Kenny Chesney at Mohegan Sun for one or two shows every year. This is the first year we haven't had Kenny Chesney in Connecticut. So hopefully next year we'll have him back at Mohegan Sun again.
Nice.
Okay. Nickelback, I think you'll see tour next summer in an amphitheater.
Awesome. Okay, great. That'd be awesome. Thanks, man. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. You too. Jimmy Copley, Live Nation on the show. And we're taking your calls, questions, and texts. 203-882-9757. Kate on the road.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning, you.
Hi. I just had a question for Jimmy. Good morning, Jim.
The question is,
in general, speaking in general, why have ticket prices gone through the roof?
The artists ask for a lot of money. The bigger artists get bigger ticket prices because they get more money to play the show. We get ticket prices off artist guarantees.
Okay.
We would rather have more people in the house, so you buy our beer, you buy our food, and you park the car and all that sort of stuff. But when an artist is asking for a lot of money, we got to charge high ticket prices.
Yeah, because even I was looking at tickets just for general purpose. I was looking at tickets for the upcoming show for Creed on Tuesday at the Meadows, and I know it's not the Meadows anymore, but I'll always call it the Meadows.
Thanks, Fanny.
So will I.
And it was, for in the pavilion seat, it was nothing less than $120, and the seats were sparing. I was mostly.
Yeah, well, that's because the pavilion sold out. Those are all resale. Those are scalpers doing that. The pavilion is completely sold out.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. Part of
you. You got to buy early. You get the regular ticket prices. If you buy late, the ticket scalpers put their tickets on Ticketmaster or StubHub or whatever it is, and then they sell their tickets at a higher price because they bought early.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks.
All right. That's part of it. There's confusion when you Google a show.
Uh-huh.
And I've done this, and I'm in the business. I think I'd be smarter than to get fooled by this, but you have these sites come up that you think you're buying it from the actual vendor.
Yeah.
But you're buying it from a scalper.
Yep.
And the tickets are a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The other part of it is the business used to be you'd make all your money selling records.
Uh-huh.
And so you'd go on tour to promote the sale of the record.
Yeah.
And now they're not making any money selling records.
Right. So
they make all their money off of touring. So now ticket prices are higher.
Yep.
And the other problem, the third problem is we're paying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as long as we're coming, those prices are going to be high.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like the same with the movies. We keep complaining. It's the same ideas over and over again. It's like, well, where are we spending our ticket money on?
Keep going.
Right. Who is this? Mia in Waterbury.
Guys, how you doing? I'm wondering if we'll see Kid Rock again anytime soon.
I sure hope so. We're not holding any dates. My fingers are crossed it'll come up north. He did a tour down south in what would be normally called Red Country with a couple of artists that are of similar political ilk. So I'm not into that sort of stuff. I don't care what artist politics are, come and play for me. Very happy to hear you. I love your music. If you want to say something political, I could deal with that. But still, I come to hear your music. So I hope he comes up north. He loves amphitheaters. He made his career in amphitheaters. In the old days, he had that $20 ticket, which was so famously successful back 10, 15 years ago. I'd love to see him come up north again.
No days being held right now.
No days being held. And he's a great guy, too, on top of it.
Yeah.
Just a good, friendly, nice guy to hang with.
Cool.
Thank you, Mia.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. Jimmy, did you see Steve Miller Band canceled all of his 2025 tour dates and blamed it on the weather?
Yeah, I'm very confused by that. Listen, he's 81 years old. It is really hot. I know what it's like outside for people in their 80s to play outside. It's not easy. If you're in your 80s and the weather's in its 80s, that's a tough combination, and I'm not really sure. His ticket sales were fine, and people are saying it's ticket sales, but I have a special Ticketmaster app, and I can look at ticket sales on all the Live Nation shows, and his ticket sales were doing fine.
Huh.
I never heard anybody canceling tours because of the weather before, so this morning when I got up before we did the show, I looked at the ticket sales, and they're doing very well, his tickets. So I'm not really sure what happened. Maybe it's the truth. It's not easy being out there. Jelly Roll stopped playing outdoors because it was too hot for him.
Yeah.
And now that he lost all his weight, I think that maybe it'll change. But I think that it is tough. The weather is tough when you're out there. You know, performing. You're not just standing there watching the show. You're actually performing.
Exerting yourself.
It happened to Neil Young's backup band 2 years ago. The rhythm section were in their 80s, and Neil had to cancel his tour because they couldn't handle the weather.
The rhythm section.
The rhythm section.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, if you've ever been to a concert where you get up and you're like dancing around and stuff.
Yeah.
You do that for three or four songs, you got to sit down.
Yeah.
And you don't have bright lights on you, and you're not doing it for the whole show.
Exactly.
I'm like, what the hell?
You've been up all day doing this, yeah.
The lights play a factor, right, too. They do cook you a little bit.
Yeah. The next day, you wake up, you're walking funny, you're like, what did I do last night? Oh, that's right. I danced for four songs.
Right.
The artist did it for 2 hours.
Right. That's what happens.
So I tend to believe that's the real reason. I really do. I tend to believe it's the real. It's tough.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll see him in the wintertime, and hopefully he'll come back to Connecticut in the wintertime indoors.
Say it's too cold. He's out in a sweater.
Andre and Derby, this is one of his number one questions to Jimmy.
Oh, here we go.
Well, aside from my question, you could blame the Eagles for high ticket prices. That Hell Freezes Over tour set the standard. That was it.
It started it.
Yeah.
That was the first $500 ticket.
Got the ball rolling.
Yep. But, Jimmy, it's selling out all over the world. Have you talked to Mr. Smallwood yet about Iron Maiden?
Tim Smallwood?
The never-ending Iron Maiden question. No, I have not spoken to Rod Smallwood at all. And I will work on it again for 2026, as I do every year. Love to see Bruce and the band come back in.
That would
no
change
question
your
about it.
Where would you put
those guys in Mohegan? It'd be insane.
Yeah, where would you put Iron Maiden?
Mohegan Sun or we'll call it the Meadows, Xfinity, one of the two, either the Big Amp or Mohegan Sun, one of the two.
All right, thank you, Andre. Any news with Rentschler or XL's going to be Peoples?
Peoples, yeah.
Peoples Bank Arena.
Yeah. Any new shows you're working on for those venues?
Yeah, we're working on next year. We're working on a show at Rentschler, and it's so early, it's hard to tell whether it will really happen. But, you know, we do have Chris Brown this year, so we'll see how it runs. It's in about a month, that show, and if the venue runs well, we'll really try to open it up to four or five shows a year.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's great. And People's Bank Arena, the old Hartford Civic Center, the old XL Center, we will bring more shows in there for sure.
And what's something's on the schedule? It's like right at the deadline of construction, right?
Yeah, we have Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
And you're right. It's October 25, and they better have it completed by then.
Harvey, she's coming.
When's the last time you walked through?
They've never walked me through.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which, I guess that's not a good sign, is it? Just thought about that.
Yeah, right. That's it. Get in the car. Let's go.
When do you think you walk through? September?
Yeah. Oh, I'll definitely walk through the beginning of September. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
I'll head up there. I'm going to go to the Outlaw Festival in Hartford with Willie and Bob Dylan and Sheryl Crow.
Cool.
So I'll see if they can walk me through that day.
Are there any tickets available for that show?
Yes.
Really?
Oh.
Yes. It's doing great, but there are still tickets available.
Man, that's because you could fit so many people in the Meadows.
Right.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think the Shed is completely sold out. The Pavilion sold out, but there are a lot of lawn tickets left.
Sarah in West Hartford.
Hey, I totally love the show. Okay, Jimmy, I have an appetite for Guns N' Roses. Ruth and I'm going to speak for Ruth. What do you have? Por favor.
They're going to tour next summer.
Okay. Connecticut?
I'm pretty sure they'll hit Connecticut.
Awesome. Is that the show you're working on for Rensselaer?
No, not Rensselaer. It'll be either Xfinity or Mohegan Sun, is my guess.
Oh. Holy crap.
Nice, ooh. Right?
Holy crap, yes. That's true. Holy crap. Nice.
See, this is what the tribe does. They get this stuff.
Oh. You and your appetite.
That's right.
Yes, I have an appetite.
Wow. Great call, Sarah.
Oh, yes. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next summer. You got it.
Right.
Well, Jimmy, that's
a big one. That's a big one.
That's a big gun.
Yeah, that's big. No question.
On the percentage meter, where would you say that Guns N' Roses coming to Connecticut in 2026 is?
50%.
Damn phone. Can you say that again?
50%.
50.
Ooh. All right.
50%.
All right.
Chantel Nugatuck, you're on with Jimmy Coplick.
Hey, guys. I had a question. What about Arch Enemy? Are they going to be coming around?
Arch Enemy. I don't know who they are.
Oh, okay.
Lexington.
That would probably be on Jeremy's list, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We will check on that and get back to you.
All right. Yeah, they've been in Massachusetts a couple of times, but not in Connecticut.
Okay.
So they do.
Well, we'll bring it up. So this is what happens. Sometimes Jimmy will hear a name and bring it into the office, and I'll say, okay, well, sounds good.
Make it so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a guy that called in a couple of months ago asking about them as well. I was surprised to hear it.
Yeah. That was lead singer.
All right, thanks, Chantel.
So probably not.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right. We did a segment this week. I forgot what started it. Worst concert?
Right.
There was a Kanye story.
Right.
And then we talked about, you know, people called it the worst concert and they wanted their money back. And then we did a subject on worst concert. And Jimmy looked it up on Facebook and he saw what everyone wrote. What was your reaction to that, Jimmy?
Well, first of all, I'm glad nobody asked for their money back because a lot of them were my concerts. So I said, okay, that's good news.
Well, seeing how you've done, every important concert in the state, some are bound to be yours.
Right, the odds.
Yes. But I always say it's not me that makes it the worst concert. It's the artist that makes it the worst concert.
Yeah.
But I agreed with a number of people. If you had to ask me the worst concert, I had my choice also in Connecticut. And a number of people had the same concert that I thought was the worst concert. It was my concert. And I felt, you know, they were good answers.
Oh, and you didn't want to, we're not going to mention which one you thought was.
No, I don't want to mention.
I got you.
2003 was just, I mean, I love Ian Morrison's music, and I sat there, and I couldn't even figure out, I didn't even know the songs he was playing.
Yeah.
And then he finally played Brown Eyed Girl towards the end, and I go, okay, I know that song. And that was about it, if I remember correctly, so. We've been asked by the agent over and over to bring the band back, and I felt it was such a bad taste that I was afraid to bring it back, but we did bring him back into Bridgeport in 2022, and that got votes for the worst concert by people also.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so I guess, I didn't watch Van that night. Big story that night was the band was still playing on stage.
Jimmy, we're having an issue with your phone. Can you hear me?
I hear you, yeah.
Oh, that's whatever you just did.
Right.
Don't move.
I haven't moved at all.
Really?
Huh.
Okay.
Wow. 75 years old. I don't move anymore.
Well, you know,
when we had him in Bridgeport, he left before the band left. He got in a car and left the venue before the band left. The band was still on stage.
Huh.
Wow.
Where'd he go?
Yeah.
He really beat the traffic.
Right.
Some of these artists are really great studio geniuses. And if you catch them on the right night, when the moon is in the right place, yes. You got magic.
But yeah.
Besides, outside of that, they don't like being on stage.
No.
They don't like being in front of people, and they're very uncomfortable.
Socially awkward, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it is. But let's talk about the show that happened on this day in this state 20 years ago.
July 17, 2005, Ozfest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man. And that was, you know, Ozzy was still killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still crushing.
Who was on that bill?
Yes. Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, Mudvayne, Shadows Fall, Black Label Society, Rob Zombie, Killswitch Engage.
Wow.
Wow.
As I Lay Dying, Mastodon, who we're working on right now to bring back into Connecticut. And then a bunch of little acts, a dozen Furies, blah, 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 blah.
You had me with the first two.
Yeah.
You know, Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Arch Enemy was on the show.
Ah, really?
Wow. Okay.
Oh, look at that.
You missed it, lady.
It's written in pencil, but.
Man, they've been around a long time.
Wow.
And I never heard of them.
Huh.
20 years ago, they were on Ozfest.
Oh, look at that. All right. Someone's calling in here on Arch Enemy. Jason in Oxford.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey. Good, thanks.
A reason a lot of local people call about Arch Enemy is their guitar player is now Joey Concepcion, and he's from Orange, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Joey's a good friend of ours. He's killing it with them. He's been playing with them for a year or two. And they just did New York and Massachusetts, so won't speak for Jimmy, but probably won't be coming around anytime soon. But great band, and we love to support Joey.
That's great. Thanks for the info. Appreciate it,
the hometown feel, yes.
Yeah, if you don't mind me saying something else, you guys just mentioned Shadows Fall. They're doing a hometown show tomorrow night up in Massachusetts with Hatebreed and Lamb of God. Hatebreed's also local friends of ours.
Yeah, Hatebreed and Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night at Mass Mutual.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thank you.
So, beautiful.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
This Ozfest that happened on this day 20 years ago, Jimmy, is this the one that Sharon...
You know, I thought it was, but somebody corrected me. I think it was the 2003 Ozfest. Somebody called in and said,
"Oh, okay.
2005." Okay. If I remember correctly.
And now, when you see Ozfest on a schedule somewhere, do you kind of just wince?
Yeah, you just picture Sharon's face.
No, flashback. Not really. I've had women yell at me my whole life. So
how did you pay for that?
Well, Jimmy, thank you for coming on. We will talk to you next Thursday.
Yes.
You got it, guys.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.